Now, the Island of Geese site in Tralee Town Centre opened to the public yesterday for the first time. The recently completed public realm space, which incorporates a contemporary landscaped urban design within the 2.3-acre site, has been developed by Kerry County Council. The new amenity improves accessibility in the town centre and is adjacent to three urban opportunity sites. It has been part funded by the European Regional Development Fund as a sustainable urban development of the SNE regional programme, and Kerry County Council, of course, the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaelic Sport and Media, and the Department of Transport, with the support of Kerry Group. The project is aimed at revitalising and regenerating and improving the urban environment in Tralee. And it is this phase of the development, I suppose, that is being done. It's coming in a number of different phases. Yesterday, it opened up to the public for the first time, although people have been able to see it for quite some time now. Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy went down to the site, which once had the Denny Bacon Factory, of course, one standing at that site, and Denny's owners, Kerry Group, gave the site to the people of Tralee. Tracy Murphy first spoke to a man who worked on the project.
My name is Denny O'Connor. I'm one of the subcontractors working here on the Island of Geese for Griffin Brothers. I think it's very positive for the area. The feedback from the public just in the first couple of hours of opening has been very positive. Everybody seems delighted with it and glad that it's opened. And I think just looking around, it's a fabulous amenity for the town.
Could you describe it?
You've got your natural meadowlands, you've got wild planting in the planters, you've got your area here for your concerts and so on. I just think it's fabulous, particularly at night when you see it lit up here. I think it's a real highlight for the town, to be honest.
And we're standing right in front of one of the big, how tall is that chimney from the old Denny factory? How tall would that be?
Probably 60 or 70 feet. And obviously it's a feature of the whole thing. It was a listed building, so it had to be left here, obviously. But I think it's a great feature and a focal point for the whole thing.
And a good way of acknowledging the fact that the site was donated to Tralee by the owners of Denny's, Kerry Group as well.
Yes, exactly. Very good of them. Obviously, the Kerry Group have been very good to Kerry, across all facets, sport, life in general. So it's great to see them, giving this to the town. It's really fabulous.
Denny, can I ask you, what's given you most satisfaction from this project?
I think just the way the whole thing has turned out. And as I say, very early doors here, the positive feedback from the general public has been great. Everything positive, so.
What sort of work did you do, and was there any real challenging bit?
Well, we were more on the carpentry side here, putting up the fences and taking down the fences, etc. I suppose the challenging side here was for the guys doing the paving. It's a complex enough job, and I think it's a credit to them, really. It turned out very well.
And what's your hope for the site?
Look, I suppose enjoy it for the first few years here as it is. Obviously, there's plans to put buildings up here in the future.
People should come down, enjoy it, admire the work that's gone into it.
Absolutely. And I think, in the next number of days, you'll see lots of people out here enjoying it, sitting down, having their cup of coffee, having their lunch or whatever. So look, I think it's a real positive for the town.
Hello, my name's Noel Lawler. I'm from Listowel. I originally worked here 14 years ago, and it closed in 2008. There was only 19 of us left. So seeing it today, it's impressive. It's different. The chimney is outstanding. I'm glad they never knocked that. It's a credit to the people who put this together. And it's sentimental at the same time, because I worked here for over 20 years. But seeing it like this, it's nice. And hopefully it stays like this, and it benefits the town.
And Noel, when you came here, did memories of working in Denny's flood back? As you said there, it must be very emotional for you.
It is, especially seeing the chimney, because where we're actually standing was the boiler house. But it is, like, of course, the buildings are gone now, but the memories are still there, and we made so many friends over the years. We were basically a family, working here. People met their partners here. There was generations, brothers, sisters working here. So it does bring back memories.
There was a lot of understandable anger and sadness when Denny's closed here, but overall, how are your feelings now about it all?
Well, we've all moved on. Some of us are working away, got other jobs, moved on. There was anger, but You know, over things move on, times change. Everyone's fine with it now. You know, we're happy.
As I look at the fine chimney there, is the site, is it a tribute in part to Denny's and the people who work there?
Yes, yeah, oh, it is. Yeah, definitely. Because like at this peak, there was over 400 people working here. You had women working in the sausage house and the rasher plant. And I mean, we're in the Killin area and out throughout the factory. So when we look at the chimney, we're, you know, you're looking back into the past. So it's great to see, and I'm glad they left it as it is.
Was there a particular purpose for that chimney? Would there have been other chimneys?
God, that would have been way before my time. I'd say, yeah, in the past it was probably used in probably the old factory here at the time. Maybe for an old boiler house at the time, you know. But it's great. It's perfect. You know, the color of the brick, everything about it, and they painted it great. So it'll stay for the rest of the time. I've noticed the fall is coming up from, we'll say, Shaw's direction, and there was a fall in Dickies too. Like, so it's still saying, still the same, you know. But the factory inside was all different levels at the time, and we used to call one place the bacon bins, and that felt like you were going underground, but you weren't. But at the time it did. But they've kept the level the same as what the factory was, so that's interesting.
So the slope that people would notice, that was there in the factory.
There was a slope in the factory. All right, no, it wasn't built on level ground at the time, but. You know, the factory was there prior for a long, long time. But seeing it now, it's fantastic with the flowers and everything. You know, who would have thought 20 years ago we'd be looking at it like this now?
What are your hopes for the site? Today it's just open to the public for the first time. You know, obviously there are talks about future developments on the site and discussions as to whether the new courthouse could be located here or not. 10 years from now, how do you hope the place will look like? And how do you hope, more importantly, it will be used by the people of Tralee?
Personally, I don't think a courthouse. I think the courthouse they have in Tralee is a brilliant building if there was money put into it, and there is money to do that. But if this was for this area was for children, families to come on a Sunday, if you had markets during the week, stuff like that, it would bring the crowds into this part of the town. Nice place to come and relax too for a cup of coffee. It'd be nice to leave something, just to leave it as it is, but probably bring stalls and something during midweek.
My name's Alva Falvey, and I'm 5. I like it, and I think they should do more grass on the bits of the tin where it's a bit of dirt.
What do you think of the flowers?
I like them.
Now, tell me what's in front of us.
A big chimney.
It's the biggest chimney I think I've ever seen. What about you?
It's the biggest chimney I've seen too.
There's a lot of brick going on with the chimney. What are your thoughts on it?
Maybe they should just put a little top under there with some bricks.
You'd like something at the very top?
I really want it to be like flat at the top and people to go in and they can just go up there and they can just straight look at the view.
Oh, so you think it'd be cool if people could go up to the very top of the chimney and look down on Tralee? Yes.
Then there'd be a ladder up there and there'd be a few seats in there for people to sit down.
Would you and your friends play here? Because there's lots of grass and flowers here.
Yes.
Lovely seating as well. Do you think, you know, you'd sit here and have a snack? And
yes, we would just take money from our parents and we would just buy some food and sweets.
So the plan is, you all meet up, get the money from the parents, play in the grass, enjoy the flowers and have
some. And then one of our parents should just bring us here.
Well, let's hope they do. Any more thoughts, Alva?
Maybe they should put a bit of trees along there.
Oh, more trees. Yeah. Well, there's plans maybe for buildings, more buildings and development down the line, but you'd like to see more trees.
Yes.
Why do you like trees so much?
I just want the trees to... I just like trees because they can make more air for us. And they kind of... And I like the trees because they grow up and high and I can climb on them.
Brilliant. Lovely to meet you, Alva. You're brilliant.
Hi, my name is Dennis Reedy. I'm a local from Tralee. I live in Leedale in Carsonleigh. I think this is a fantastic facility. It is great for the people of Tralee. And I'm very proud that that I'm one of the first people in here.
What do you like most?
Oh, well, I mean, they've left an area for the bees. It is a pleasant place to walk about. It's much better than the old Denny site.
Why, what was that like?
Oh, well, terrible, really. We're very grateful to the Kerry Group that... Tralee Town has got this, the Kerry County Council has got the site for nothing. So, onwards and upwards for Tralee.
And what are your thoughts about the future development of the site? Because this isn't going to remain like this forever. There are thoughts, for example, if you've any views on it, that a new courthouse should be built here because some would argue that the courthouse in Ash Street, it's not suitable for redevelopment. Any thoughts on that?
I personally would not like to see a courthouse in here. I think it would bring a lot of undesirables, too much guard of presence and what have you. Personally, I would not like to see a courthouse going in here. I think it's for the people of Tralee and it should remain for the people of Tralee.
What's your reaction to the new Island of Geese site that's opened to the public for the first time?
I think it's fabulous. I think it looks really beautiful. Lots of wildflowers in the middle of town. It's very peaceful despite the noise and central location. I think it's fab.